Welcome back, MTN Giants Podcast. The draft is over, I believe. It might not officially be over, but the Giants are done picking, so unless they trade back up, we are good. They make all six of their picks, no trade-ups, no trade-downs. On day three, they took Theo Johnson at 107, a player I'm a big fan of, so I like that pick a lot. Running back Tyrone Tracy at 166, round five. And then Darius Mwasu, I'm pretty sure it's how you say it, at 183. So we'll first dive into these day three picks, talk about them, then just give a whole summary and reaction to the whole draft. But I hope you guys enjoy. Leave a like, subscribe, all that. And let's get into it. So we'll start with Theo Johnson. I actually made a My Guys video for players I like in this draft, and he was on that list. I talked about him more in depth in that video. But Johnson, the tight end out of Penn State, he has NFL size. He is 6'6", 259. Going to be more of an inline blocker. You could put him in the slot here and there, but he's not going to run any amazing routes for a tight end. He's pretty basic in what he can run, which is sadly the downside to his game. But on drags and crossers and slants and just leaking out to the flat, he can do that stuff, and going up the seam as well. He does have long arms, so he has that good catch bubble, catch radius, however you want to say it. He does take a while to get going, but when he reaches top speed, it's pretty impressive. I do think his 40 time was pretty good for his size. Had to go and check. It was a 4.57 40 for a tight end at that size is pretty damn good. That's above 80th percentile for tight ends. So that's great. And the rest of his combine was pretty impressive. I mean, he was above the 80th percentile in height and weight, which is no surprise. His 40 time, his 20-yard shuttle, his vertical at 39.5 inches, a broad jump at 10.5, and everything else was in the middle. It just averaged. His three cone at 7.15, his arm length was 33 inches, hand size at 10.2 inches. He had a really good combine. It definitely helped him get drafted in the fourth round, and you know, I know the upside is not going to be tremendous for Theo Johnson. I understand that the likelihood of him being the next Jimmy Graham is pretty unlikely, but you never know. I just think he's going to have a long NFL career. He's going to be a useful player. And I remember saying in my video on the My Guys video, some of his blocking highlights are more fun than like the receiving highlights. He has some great blocks, pancake blocks, just hitting guys in the open field and putting them on their ass. Like, that's what you want to see. So in all likelihood, it seems like Darren Waller is not going to return. He'll probably retire. You have Bellinger, Theo Johnson, Jack Stoll. I think there's a couple other tight ends they signed. That guy from Denver and Jacksonville. I forget his name now. Very tall guy. But yeah, I mean, the tight end room, if Waller's gone, it's nothing spectacular. But I think adding Theo Johnson to it was a good idea. And I do think he can have a pretty nice and long career. As I said, the bad parts about him, he's a limited route runner. He's not going to really fool anybody with his deception and whatnot. But he does have a lack of lateral ability. He won't be juking guys out. I mean, he can break tackles, but it's not going to be like in a made you miss type of way like the next guy we'll talk about. But ultimately, yeah, I like this pick. Fourth round pick. He'll be a starting level tight end for hopefully a long time. And I like the Giants making this pick here. The next one was Tyrone Tracy, the running back out of Purdue. And of course, he was the converted wide receiver to running back in 2023. And it was a pretty interesting story from what I heard. So apparently he was a wide receiver like his first 4 years and it wasn't going too well. And I believe one of his coaches told him like, hey, you should probably try to transition to running back. That's the pretty much only chance you have of getting drafted. And he was a bit reluctant, I guess I can say, at first. And he went on to do it, and he had a pretty good year last year. They gave him 113 carries, 716 yards. That's 6.3 yards per carry, 8 touchdowns, had 19 receptions for 132 yards. His best receiving season was back in Iowa before he transferred in 2019. He had 36 catches for 589 yards and 3 touchdowns. So obviously, with the transitioning of positions, he does draw some comps to Antonio Gibson, the former Commander. And I do like his game. He's very shifty. He's one of the shiftier backs in this class. He does have really good efficiency when they gave him the ball. He's 5'11", 209, so he has enough size to, I don't know if you'll call him a bell cow anytime soon, but he has enough size to at least probably handle over 100 carries in a season and have no problem, probably more. Good balance for the most part. It's not spectacular, but good enough balance. He's pretty explosive. The long speed's not great, which is kind of one of his downsides, but the explosiveness and the quickness is very good. He will be a good receiving back, of course, having the prior wide receiver experience. I saw a play, I forget who this was against. I think it was against Minnesota, where he lined up in shotgun and they faked a handoff. And Tracy just ran straight up the field in a mismatch versus a linebacker. I guess everybody else was in man coverage. And he just outran the linebacker and picked up like a 40-yard catch up the middle. Like, it was great. So I'm not saying that'll happen in the NFL, but it's nice to know that the Giants' backup running back here can do stuff like that. For the most part, he was a pretty good pass protector. Of course, that's great for a rookie running back. And he can be a kick returner as well. So he can return kicks. He can pass protect pretty well. The downsides are he's 24 years old, which in real life is not old at all. But for running back life shelves, or shelf life, I meant to say, it's very old. So especially for a rookie, like by the time his contract's up, he'll be 28, I think. So this is pretty much just for his rookie contract, and the Giants will they'll try to get the most out of him, and hopefully he'll be a productive player. But I don't see him having like a very long NFL career. Maybe he will. You know, there's guys that hang around for a while, but coming in as a 24-year-old running back, and he'll be 25 midseason, it's definitely, things are stacked against you. I'll put it that way. As I said, sometimes he'll bounce too many runs. That's something I didn't say before, but I meant to say his breakaway speed's not too special. So between bouncing too many runs and the breakaway speed, that's the stuff that could be a bit better in his game. So the running back room now is Devin Singletary, Eric Gray, Tyrone Tracy, and Gary Brightwell. It's pretty underwhelming, and I was really hoping for Trey Benson in round 3 last night, but didn't happen, sadly. And truthfully, I think just based on their pure talent, and I know Eric Gray has the advantage because he'll be in year 2, but I would rather see Tyrone Tracy as the backup running back. I really would. Like, I think Singletary can be, I don't want to call him a 3-down back Singletary, but he can do it. But you're going to give him some breaks, obviously. He's not going to be a Derrick Henry-level player that plays 95% of the snaps. So in the times they sit Singletary, I think Tyrone Tracy's a good backup to have. I think Eric Gray will have his role on this team, and even Gary Brightwell on special teams if he makes the team. I think just as your pure running back too, I'd rather see Tyrone Tracy. There's just more juice to his game, and I think the upside for him is higher than Eric Gray. So we'll see how that camp battle goes for those guys. And the final pick was the linebacker out of UCLA, Darius Mwosu, 6 feet tall, 225. He does move pretty well. He does play physical, good going downhill, pretty good tackler. You see plays on film where he'll call out the play before it happens, so he does have pretty good IQ for the most part, probably watches a lot of film. The knocks on him is he's too light. He's only, once again, 225, 6 feet tall, so not the biggest guy. I know linebackers are smaller now, but that's still pretty small. And he's not a freak athlete. I want to see his measurables. I know PFF had him down. His 40 time was 4.7 on the dot. That's just about like the 42nd percentile. His hand size, arm length are a bit above average, but his weight is below average. His vertical jump was 36.5, which is like 15th percentile for linebackers. And his broad jump was 9 feet 9 inches. So not good. So yeah, there are physical limitations, but this is a guy who you drafted to probably be a special teamer. He'll be behind, of course, Okereke and Micah McFadden. And who else am I missing? Isaiah Simmons was brought back. We'll see if Darian Beavers can make an impact this year. I think Carter Coughlin's still here. So there will be a battle for playing time, but he can be just a guy on a rookie contract who plays special teams. Maybe he gets better and turns into something, but I'm not counting on that for a 6-round pick. So overall, I mean, looking at the draft as a whole, I don't love it, but I don't hate it either. I think it's just, as I said yesterday, I didn't want to say it, but it's kind of meh. Like, I don't want to sound like a hater, of course, but you know, there's guys on this team, there's guys in this draft that should make instant impacts. I think Neighbors, of course, is a day one wide receiver one. Tyler Newbin, I think, should start from day one. Andrew Phillips will probably compete with Cordell Flott, but he might win that job at slot corner, so that might be a starter. Theo Johnson is probably going to be behind Bellinger in all likelihood, but it would not shock me if he was the second tight end on this team. And if by season's end, Theo Johnson was the tight end one, I would not be surprised either. So that's four guys, and even Tyrone Tracy. Tyrone Tracy as your RB2. God forbid Singletary gets hurt. He can make a big impact for this team either way, whether it's as a change of pace guy or just a third down and long type receiving back. I think he'll make an impact. And I said, you know, Mwosu can probably be a special teams guy. So about four and a half guys that I think can be starters on this team. So this draft should hopefully produce some starting talent. But, you know, obviously coming into this, I wanted a quarterback day one. That didn't happen. So, of course, for me, that's a bit disappointing. And I saw the Joe Shane interview. Well, they had the press conference, whatever you want to call it. And he was basically saying how it's more than just watching the quarterbacks on film. It's a lot about their personality. So I guess Shane was indirectly taking shots at some of these guys' personalities. I mean, I don't know who he'd be talking about, whether it be JJ or Penix or Bo Nix. Like, you know, basically Joe Shane was saying it's not just about what you see on film. It's a lot of other stuff that goes into it. So, as I said, hopefully for his case, he's right, and passing on these three quarterbacks does not come back to bite them. But if it does, and let's say Malik Nabers is not what he is or what we hope he is, and let's say one of those quarterbacks, specifically McCarthy, goes on to have a great career, it's not going to be a good look for Joe Shane. I won't say that's going to get him fired, but it's not going to be a good look. As we know, the team still has to find their future quarterback, and until that happens, it's tough to be excited for this team. As I said last night in the video, their win total, I think, is 6.5 right now, which is one of the bottom like 7 or 8 teams in the NFL. And I want to see who's our opponents next year. I just want to see that. I'll just say non-division home opponents are the Saints, the Bucks, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Vikings, and JJ McCarthy, and the Colts, who I think will be much better this year. I mean, the Colts were pretty good last year, but I think they'll make the playoffs. The Giants' away opponents are the Seahawks, the Falcons, the Panthers, the Browns, and the Steelers. So you play the AFC North, a tough division, very tough division. They do play the NFC South, who was like the worst division last year, but those teams should get better. I'm thinking Carolina will not be as bad as they were. The Falcons, if Kirk Cousins' Achilles is fine, they'll be a better team. And the Saints, I mean, the Saints are mid, and the Buccaneers, they made the playoffs. I think they won a playoff game, right? They beat the Eagles. So yeah, I mean, this is a schedule that's not too easy. There are tough opponents in here, and playing the AFC North is definitely a bitch, but I guess you got to do it every 4 years. So leaving this draft, the concern is still who the hell is playing outside corner for this team. I think when they drafted Andrew Phillips, I mean, I read the Joe Shane quote last night. He expects him to be more of a slot receiver, but can play outside. I don't think they view Phillips as an outside guy for most of the time. So they still need an outside corner, and I want to see if Adoree Jackson is still available. I think he is. He's still a free agent. He's 28 years old. He played well for this team the past couple years. I mean, yeah, he's probably not the same guy he once was, but as a one-year starter, one-year contract, I mean, why not? So maybe they bring Adoree back, but I do think they'll sign some veteran as a corner in free agency, whether that's in camp or in the preseason. I mean, I don't know, but I think I do feel confident saying they'll sign some veteran corner before the year starts. Defensive tackle could be a bit better. I mean, DJ Davidson, Jordan Phillips, the veteran, Ryder Anderson, Raheem Nunez-Roches, Timone Fox, Jordan Riley. I'm hoping Riley can take a step forward this year, but there's not many great names here aside from Dexter Lawrence. We know what Nacho is. He's like a fine rotational defensive tackle. And everything else on defense seems okay. I feel like just those positions, the outside cornerback two and some defensive tackle depth would be nice. Looking on offense, they definitely have signed enough offensive linemen. I think they'll be fine, and hopefully Evan Neal has his head on straight this year. Tight end, they addressed. It could be a bit better. There's not like an alpha tight end in this room right now if Waller retires. Wide receiver is looking much better with Malik Nabers here. We'll see what they do with Slayton, because that could be a guy they trade. Because, of course, there are other guys that will play a lot on this team, whether it's Nabers, Wandale, Jalen Hyatt, McKenzie can play, probably more special teams, but Isaiah Hodgins is still here. Bryce Ford Wheaton off the ACL, maybe he'll be something. They signed Miles Boykin. And of course, running back, I just went over that. I think Tracy should be RB2, Singletary RB1. And most importantly, the quarterback position of Daniel Jones, Drew Lock, and Tommy DeVito. I'm hoping Drew Lock plays because I think maybe he got a bit better from his Bronco days. Maybe he learned stuff behind Geno Smith and being in Seattle, and maybe he'll make some better decisions with the football. So I would give Drew Lock a shot, see what he's got, because I've watched Daniel Jones start for 5 years and he is what he is. So hopefully it's Lock, but we'll see. But the Giants quarterback issue will not be addressed in finding their future quarterback one until the 2025 offseason. So we'll see. We'll speculate. We'll see how some of the upcoming free agents play, like Dak or Jared Goff or Tua Tagovailoa. I doubt all those guys hit the market, if any. So I feel like relying on free agency to find your quarterback is a very bad idea, but that might be the direction that they want to go. So we'll see what happens. But I hope you guys enjoyed the video, enjoyed the draft coverage. Of course, thanks for tuning in, stopping by. Like, subscribe, all that, and I'll talk to you guys next time.